USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines in our visitors down to places like Florida. And today, they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we felt one of the best things we could do was see if we can prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to nine states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
With a growing movement to remove Confederate-era statues, some rioters have been tearing down monuments themselves, or trying to, of everyone from former presidents to Christopher Columbus. Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn says he agrees with President Trump that those caught tearing down statues should be arrested, tried, and prosecuted. And if convicted, they should do at least 10 years in prison.
Protesting is American as mom and apple pie. It's guaranteed by our Constitution. But clearly, some people have crossed the line and are intent on creating chaos and mayhem.
This afternoon's SpaceX launch has been scrubbed already. The weather forecast not looking good for the Falcon 9 rocket that's to carry more Starlink Internet satellites into orbit. SpaceX says it will try again tomorrow, though the forecast for tomorrow is only a 60% go. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to push a sweeping police reform bill they've authored that the House will be voting on this evening. Opening a Capitol event this morning, California Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass said it aims to end police brutality and will transform police departments across the United States. Democrats in the Senate blocked action on a Republican police reform bill late yesterday, a bill they say is woefully inadequate towards making actual changes. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issued the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have claimed that the program, like that one, existed but was ended in 2012. The Intelligence Committee has now directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days. AAA says Americans will hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic. The Auto Club expecting a travel decline overall of about 15% from last year, mainly because of reduced air travel, but it says that road trips in the U.S. will dip only slightly this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.